بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنهما أنه سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قبل موته بثلاثة أيام يقول لا يموتن أحدكم إلا وهو يحسن الظن بالله. رواه مسلم. Busy with the chapter of on the virtue of hope, having hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought these ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give us weaklings, weak people, hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that whenever we commit a sin, we should genuinely turn to Allah ta'ala in repentance. And by turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance, we have hopes that Allah ta'ala will forgive us. It should not be that shaitan insinuates and he casts whisperings in us and makes us feel full of despair and become despondent in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this hadith of Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he says he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioning 3 days before his demise, before Rasulullah left this world, Jabir radiallahu heard the following from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that none of you should pass away except that he has good thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Having good thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means that he has great hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala is going to forgive him. When a person is living in this world, then he has khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has fear of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that if I make a mistake, if I blunder, if I err, and I do not repent, then obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to punish me. At the same time, he has hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that if I do something wrong, and I make tawbah, Allah ta'ala it will forgive me. So all the time, a person, a believer, is between khawf and raja, khawf of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I disobey Allah, Allah's wrath will come upon me. And if I turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have hope in Allah ta'ala's mercy. So the entire life the believer is living, his life should be between khawf and raja. However, ulama have mentioned that at the time of passing away, then raja in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be more dominant upon him. In other words, at that time, he should not lose any hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He must have great hopes that my Allah is so kind, my Allah is so merciful, and my Allah is going to forgive me. We know the incident of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayh, as he was leaving this world. At that time, people, his family were around him, and they made talqeen, and they encouraged him to recite the karima la ilaha illallah. And each time they are saying that la ilaha illallah, he is saying la, no, no. And they were getting worried, because such a great imam, a faqih, a muhaddith, and he is saying la. Until finally, when he gained the ability to explain to them, he said that shaitan was coming at this moment also. And he was saying, oh Imam Ahmad, you have beaten me, and you have been successful. He says, la, not as yet, not as yet. So a person has to still be wary of nafs and shaitan, even to the last moment. However, at that time, he must have hopes, great hopes in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala will push away and drive away all the shayateen who are trying to entice him at that moment. And Allah will make him leave this world with the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول قال الله تعالى يا ابن آدم إنك ما دعوتني ورجوتني غفرت لك على ما كان منك ولا أبالي. The lengthy hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, in which Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says that Allah تعالى says, this is the hadith Qudsi, O man, as long as you supplicate to me, as long as you make dua to me, and you have hopes in my mercy, Allah ta'ala says, غَفَرْتُ لَكَ, I will forgive you, عَلَى مَا كَانَ مِنْكَ, whatever guna you may have committed, وَلَا أُبَالِي, and it does not bother me, whatever guna you may have committed, so long as you have turned to me, and you have hopes in my mercy, you have turned to me with a penitent heart, you are making tawbah, you are making istighfar, Allah says, I will forgive you. Jitna bhi guna hai tera, no matter how many sins you have committed, Allah Ta'ala stretches are so great. So Allah Ta'ala says, I will forgive you. Ya ibn Adam, law balagat dhunubuka anan as-sama, thumma astaghfartani ghafartu laka wa la ubali. Oh man, if your sins have reached the clouds of the sky, so much sins you have committed that it reaches the clouds, then you'd make istighfar, You say, oh Allah, forgive me. Allahumma ghfirli. Oh Allah, forgive me. Allah says, I will forgive you. And I did not mind how much I have to forgive you even. يا ابن آدم إنك لو أتيت لي بقراب الأرض خطايا ثم لقيتني لا تشتك بي شيئا لأتيتك بقرابها مغفرة. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that, oh man, that if you meet me, if you come to me with the whole world, entire world filled with sins, as long as you do not commit any shirk, any partners, you don't associate any partners with me, I will meet you with the whole world full of my forgiveness. And this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala loves to forgive. So shaitan will try and make us feel weak. What does shaitan want? Shaitan wants many others to join him into Jahannam. Shaitan wants us to lose hope in the mercy of Allah. We have done the verse before. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Allah Ta'ala addresses us, all weak people. We have committed so many sins. We have transgressed. We have done wrong. Allah says, oh my beloved servants, do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verily Allah forgives all sins. Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. Yes, a person should not sit lazily and become lax and then do not do any good deeds. And he doesn't make tawbah in his life, he doesn't make istighfar, and he just has hopes Allah is going to forgive me. But that is incorrect. A person must make the effort, make sincere tawbah, make istighfar, and have hopes in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq wa afir da'wah, alhamdulillah.